You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This episode of Phone Bill is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program. Hey there, you've reached CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So sorry we can't take your call right now. Please leave a message after the beep.
Thank you for calling. Please leave a message.
Hi, CITR. This is Miles here. I'm calling by way of 101.5 UM FM. We actually broadcast from the University of Manitoba. Now, I got a call from a friend asking if I could maybe call in and leave a voicemail. I'm hoping you're going to pick up, though. If you don't, though, that's fine. But I thought I would leave you with a couple of songs, maybe a voicemail that lasts, oh, I don't know, say an hour. It might have some songs, or it might have a lot of songs, really. I might talk in between the songs. You know, we don't really know what we're going to do on today's show, but let me start by talking about one artist that I have to talk about whenever I do a show. I need to talk about Charlotte Cardin because, listen, I've never really been comfortable with this whole daddy thing. You know, it's kind of a word that creeps me out, but she really did that. She really did that. I wasn't quite on this whole daddy train, to be honest with you, CITR. I wasn't fully prepared for daddy, but now, well, Charlotte Cardin helped me understand, and now I'm firmly on the daddy train. Bless Charlotte Cardin with Daddy.
Daddy.
To 1.9 CITR, that was Daddy by Charlotte Cardin. But I want to take a little bit of a shift in what we're playing today and I want to play a song by Tegan and Sarah. This song is called Back in Your Head, and let me tell you, it is the sound of me really going through it in 2020. This song is the epitome of a love song for someone without a clue, and I should receive a lifetime award for that. This song was my pandemic soundtrack, and you know what? I'll always be grateful for it. Here's Tegan and Sarah with Back in Your Head. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My friend Cole is the sweetest person I've ever met.
In this COVID world, I think booming with content creators.
Have you ever thought about how creators with disabilities
navigate the effects of COVID?
It went on all the way through middle school and high school with the Accessibility Collective
on Monday, March 29th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. along with Stefan Ponich, Velvet Crayon, and Mike Broly-Lay-Beckham
at CITR, where we discuss this in a subtle way.
See you there.
Not as an all-encompassing international crisis, but as a quiet, personal quest through life. In this way, Cole does what he does best. He tells the listener that these are the days of our lives, and we're going to get through it.
the city I call home, hoping that tomorrow will turn out better than these last 8 months. I make myself a coffee and stare at the TV one more time. Go for a jog, maybe just a walk, but most likely not. 'Cause these are the days of our lives that seem so slow, but they go so fast. And these are the times that make me wonder, what do I want at
I've been proud to host a radio show for over 2 years now on UMFM 101.5, broadcasting live from the University of Manitoba. But my history in music does go beyond that. I've been writing songs since the age of 5. I would walk around the playground singing songs to myself while other kids talked to each other. I've always been a heart-on-sleeve songwriter, which is great if you treat music like a therapy session. But it is a little scary when you're playing your music on the airwaves. I wrote this song in 2019 when several of my friends were leaving town for school and trying to escape the clutches of Winnipeg. I found myself saddened that these people I loved were leaving, but I realized this was the cycle of life, that nothing stays the same, and the things we love at one point change and become something else. The only thing we're promised in life is change. I always wanted to write a power ballad, something that would require a helicopter and giant explosions in the music video. This song does that for me. A lot of credit goes to my bandmates. Dan for his thunderous drum track that just builds perfectly, Ryan for his rock-steady bass track and elegant piano playing, and Tegan for his November Rain immaculate guitar solo. I do what I can by plucking a variety of instruments and screaming. What turns out is a 6-minute dedication to friends, loved ones, and the memories that have been forgotten. Cheers to love, music, and memories.
Time takes everything. takes everything away from us. Time takes everything.
This next song is also by my band, Westminster. It's on our EP, Love Music Memories, which came out in 2020. The song is called Anxiety. I wrote this song thinking about somebody sitting in a bar listening to a band, so caught up in their own head, so worried about what other people thought, that they couldn't even understand what was going on around them. That anxiety swelled them up and they got lost in their own mind. It's written for the people who love music, who love going out and seeing bands, but are terrified by every other aspect of it. Here's Anxiety by Westminster. You are listening to CITR 101.9. My name is Miles Erickson. I'm the host of Can We Hang, a radio show which broadcasts on 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Can We Hang plays the best of Canadian music, past, present, and future. But over the last 5 months, my good bunny Dan and I have hosted a marathon of the discography of Sum 41. Throughout the show, we seek to argue for Sum 41's place in Canadian music history and as one of the best bands of a generation. This song is from their 2004 record, Chuck, a personal and political journey through life and through death. The song is called Slipping Away. It's a quiet moment in an otherwise monstrous record. This song is immaculate and is the perfect kind of early 2000s rock cheese. This is Sum 41 with Slipping Away. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My first time performing on stage was at the age of 5. My dad took a day off work and played 2 songs with me at my grade 1 Remembrance Day ceremony. I want to stress that I have no idea who allowed that. Why the school would sign off on such a strange idea is beyond me. Like, he set up the sound for the grade 1 Remembrance Day ceremony. And like, they were like, moment of silence for our dead soldiers. A soldier came and talked, very solemn. And then I come and sing Perfect by Simple Plan. I don't understand. The other one, which I almost chose, was Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day, a song about 9/11. Why I would sing that, also beyond me. But the first song I ever performed in front of an audience is this next song on our journey, Simple Plan's power ballad, Perfect. Now, why a dad would choose to play a song with his son about the son losing all respect for his father is also beyond me. Needless to say, there's been a lot of baffling decisions in my life, and maybe this song just reflects that. Here's Simple Plan with Perfect.
last forever. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Now it's just too late, and we can't go back. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. The pain I feel inside. Did you know you used to be my hero? All the days you spent with me now seem so far away, and it feels like you don't care anymore. And now I try hard to make it. I just wanna make you proud.
You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm honored to be speaking to you through these particular airwaves for a variety of reasons, but for one reason in particular. So, without further ado, I will now lose all respect that I may have built up throughout this program. Mr. Serviette. Nardwar. If I can call you that. The host of Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents, which airs before this very program. I'm a big fan of yours. In fact, any interest I have in Canadian music, its history, its present, its past, is in large part thanks to you. Your love of Vancouver music inspired me to host my own show, Can We Hang, which plays on 101.5 UMFM. The third, or who knows how many times I've plugged that show. As a token of my appreciation, I play the essential Half-Empty Halls by the Evaporators, of which you front, Mr. Serviette. I've played an endless number of Half-Empty Halls myself. In fact, I've played an endless number of totally empty halls in my life. Mr. Serviette, I thank you for your contribution to Canadian music and its history, and for your ever-evolving strangeness you provide to the world. Cheers to Nardwar, the Human Serviette. And cheers to Half-Empty Halls. Mm-hmm. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My time studying Canadian music has taken me to many different places and through many different genres, but it always seems to bring me back home. I've been listening to this song, Reg Bovette's Big John McNeil, my entire life. Reg Bovette holds an essential place in Manitoba and Canada's musical history as one of the great Métis fiddlers. However, I've listened to this song millions of times, but not the Reg Bovette version. Instead, I've heard this song played by my father, a white guy with a mandolin. With all due respect to the great Jeff Erickson, I prefer Reg Bovette's version, a version which should stand the test of time. Listening to CITR 101.9, you are tuned in to Phone Bill. You just heard Reg Bovette with Big John McNeil, and we are about to take a complete 180 and play something totally different. I host a show called Can We Hang on 101.5 UMFM. I remember the first song I ever played on the radio. It was with my good friend Gabby, and we were planning our first show ever. It just so happened that we picked the same song for the same slot of the first show. It was this song by Always from their album Antisocialites, released in 2017. The song is called In Undertow, the perfect way to introduce the perfect album. You're tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9. That was Always with An Undertow. My name is Miles, and if there's one thing you need to know about me, it's that this car is driven by Christine Fellows. Christine Fellows is a Winnipeg artist who I absolutely love. I was blessed with the opportunity to talk to her in her own home. I asked to interview her, and the only way she said yes was for me to come take a visit to the Fellows household. I was alarmed by how kind she was and how thoughtful her answers were. She took my very silly questions and made a wonderful interview out of them. So here is a song from her album Roses on the Vine, released in 2018. It's called Me and Carmen.
My best friend, her name is Carmen. She likes me more than all those dirty, rotten, bastard kids ever did. Me and Carmen, we don't need 'em. Together
CITR. It's clear you're not going to answer your phone today, which is fine, but let me leave you with one last parting gift. Gord Downie's Away is Mine. It was released in 2020, 3 years after Downie's passing. To me, the album sounds like another worldly transmission, like a textual analysis of one's own life. The song Away is Mine is a divine moment on the record. It has a rolling rhythm, creates quite a groovy ditty. It's the sound of Downie dancing on a cloud, and it's the perfect parting gift from me to you. Thank you for listening to Phone Bill by way of Can We Hang, here on CITR 101.9. Here's Gord Downie.
When I get high, I get conservative.